Okay, Duchess, side two. We're in Chulai. Fern Wilgus, who was the club director, worked under Carolyn Hogshead in 2nd Infantry Division, and a very, very nice gal. Anyway, I spent a lot of time with her paperwork and stuff. Most of the North, Duchess, is not getting down. Their paperwork is not good. They don't know what they're doing with a financial report. They've never had any training and so on and so forth. Anyway, we did have a bit of excitement there. Thanksgiving went well, for the most part. The girls had coffee call in the morning and buffet at night, and then later in the evening, excuse me, they had a small fashion show. The one sour note was that Fern had received a letter from her mother telling her that her mother had cancer somewhere in the lower female regions and was going into the hospital for an operation. And by the time she wrote that letter, just prior to entering the hospital, and so Fern was very, very upset when she received it. She had not been ill at all when Fern left home. So anyway, she had put in a call to the Red Cross to see what medical report she could get. And they said that they might get a response somewhere after 1 o'clock in the morning. So we worked until about 10:30 that night, and then went back to the trailer area. And about, we were sitting having a drink, the two girls and myself, Liz Mensing, Fern, and me. And about 1 o'clock the phone rang, and of course Fern jumped up. And I could see something was wrong, Duchess, because her face went white. And she was motioning to Liz and I to get on the floor. And so we did. We figured, well, what's happening? But then Fern put the phone down, and she threw herself on the floor. And what it was a threatening call from some wacky GI stating that he had an M16, which is a rifle, pointed at our heads, and if we were to move, he would kill us. Well, it turned out to be a hoax, Duchess. But for the night's events, it was very exciting because there we were, three of us, lying on the floor. See, all the lights were on in the trailer. And he said he could see us from where he was, and that meant probably through the window. There was a big picture window. They're not really windows. We don't have much glass over here. It's like that heavy cellophane. Anyway, we didn't take any chances. I did call around, put the lights out, and while Liz got on the phone, called the MPs. So we had all this excitement, MPs coming. Must have had a dozen MPs. See, there are three generals that live across the street, right across the street, and so there are two MPs right outside the on the street, guarding the area all the time. Anyway, it was just a prank call, Duchess, because they searched the whole neighborhood, the MPs, and the MPs all came into the trailer, and we all sat down and made out statements, and it was 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning, and we're all sitting on the floor. Dear, it really was a lot. I felt sorry for Fern because she's had enough worries on her mind, you know, and then to have this, she was just shaking like a leaf. She really was, but it's understandable because you never know when these things are true or not. Thank goodness they don't happen very often. But, so then the phone was dead, and it was on the next morning, and anyway, to make a long story short, Fern's mother is all right, and she won't have to be going home to, the States, and so that worked out very nicely. But you just hate to have these little things because you have so many things to do, you know, and who can afford to stay up half the night and write out MP statements? So anyway, it was really funny because all the MPs came and we ha-ha, and they searched the whole area. At least they kept saying they did. Well, we watched them, you know, they crawled on trailers, under trailers, and they kept saying, don't wake the generals up. Jeez. So that was a little excitement. And then, where'd I go from Chulai? Oh, I went back. I was going to Fubai, right. And I stopped at Da Nang for a couple hours, had lunch. Excuse me. I keep bumping into some of our girls, Duchess, wherever I go. You know, at the airport, I met two of them. They were coming from Fubai. Oh, it really was something. But then, Duchess, I finally got to Fubai. We have a club at Fubai now, which I never got to see. I can't believe I did that. We have one at the 8th Radio Research post, But we're opening a new one. That one we'll call Little One, and the new one will be Big Fubai until we get a club name for it. Anyway, Fran Mercer, who is probably about, I think Fran is just a year or so older than I am. She's been in this program about 4 years or so. She's been in Korea and then here, and I think back to Korea and back here. Anyway, she's opening up this brand new club, and she doesn't know what the hell she's doing, and neither does the command. And it was a good thing I went there, because they had everything backwards, just backwards. We have to go in for different requests, such as grants to renovate the building, special grants for special items to put in the service club, and then a monthly operating fund to keep everything going. And they had slopped this all together, and Fran said she really didn't know how to open a club, and of course the military knew less. And so, and her CO, who's a full colonel, his name is McDonald, and he just had to hear that my name was Campbell, and we were off and running, you know, about how the Campbells slaughtered the McDonalds, etc., etc. But it was very nice, and Margaret met me up there. She was visiting her. Margaret has libraries all over, so she was there, and we all stayed together, and they're just crazy about getting this service club. And, of course, Fran has gone ahead of time. The club won't open, Duchess, for a couple of months, but she's supposed to be working on the groundwork and advising them and all this. And she's just queen for day every day up there, because she's the only female they have attached to this is the 101st Airborne Division. So Fran is having a ball, because the colonel has given her what used to be General Zeiss's house. It's beautiful. It doesn't have any furniture, and they stripped the furniture, but they'll have it back. Fran will have it fully furnished within another month, I'm sure. It's gorgeous, Duchess. It has two big bedrooms, great big living room with a fireplace, a bathroom with a bathtub in it. I mean, we don't have any bathtubs here. And then a kitchen area and another back room. It really, as I say, it's totally empty outside of the beds right now, but I'm sure Fran will get it going. And so it's party all the time. Her colonel is very demanding that, like, the first night, I spent three nights there. He had Margaret, myself, and Fran over for drinks. And we told him it was being very selfish. No other man, just himself, see? And then the next night, he threw a party with his staff and invited his staff and the ladies again. And that was very nice. And it was very pleasant for me, because there was no club to go to, see? Well, I did go visit this one, and I made some changes in the floor plans. I have to laugh, Duchess, you know. When Beth was supposed to be handling this is her club, her area, she didn't do anything to get them going as far as getting the monies to get this club open. And she didn't help Fran with the floor plan at all. So Fran and I went over it, and I made a lot of changes. But the thing I'm laughing at, Duchess, is I don't know how the hell to renovate a building. I haven't really had any experience in it, but so between us, we did it, and I think it's pretty good. But I came back, and I was telling Betty, because it's very hard to get through on the phones, although I did keep in touch, and I said, Betty, I've done this, that, and the other thing, and these are the grants I've put in, and these are the work orders I've put in, I've had the military put in. And Betty says, well, she says, I don't know, and she says, you've had more experience opening clubs than I have. Betty says this to me. I said, Betty, this is my first club. Oh, she says, well, I've never opened a club either. She says, so I don't know what has to be done. The point is, you're supposed to know, Duchess, because there's no place to get any guidance around here. But it's no problem, because I called up all the people concerned, the CPO people, the CPF people, and so on, and anyway. But I worked very hard, and we had a lot of social things. I mean, every night there was a social time. The colonel would send an escort over to get us. He is 10 feet from our house, and the mess is another 20 feet the other direction, and we had to have an escort. Anyway, it was very nice. But Fran and I did stay up Sunday night to about 3:30 in the morning working on figures. I was doing the payroll for the proposed staff that will work there. You have to put everything down on paper beforehand. So, anyway, then touches all this. I took a ride from Fubai I was going to Da Nang to catch a jet. I'd got a T-39 Air Force jet, Duchess. Have to have secret clearance and all that good stuff, which I have. And so when I mentioned it Saturday night, the colonel said, Sunday night, I guess. Yeah, I left Monday morning, yesterday morning. Everybody on post said, well, you can't get out, and we were really having bad weather. We were socked in. Anyway, this Chinook got out, Duchess, but the Chinook bounced all over. It's a 20-minute ride, and it took us about an hour and a half because it had to make stops. I don't know, it was going in circles most of the time. I never was on a plane that stopped so much in within 20 minutes. But the point was, when it dropped us off at Freedom Hill, which is the section of Da Nang, one of the craft girls was with me on that plane. It dropped us, Duchess, in a rice paddy. It hovered over the rice paddy about, 1 or 2 feet off the ground, and we had to jump down, you know. And, Duchess, I went into mud up to my knees. I thought I was in quicksand. I had a 35, 40 pounds as my suitcase. And, Duchess, you could imagine me in the mud. I had sneakers on. Mud right up to my knee line. And then I couldn't get out of the damn stuff with the suitcase. And the other girl was lucky. She had boots on and a poncho on. It was raining when we left. It was pouring most of the morning. Weather was very, very bad. Anyway, we walked out of this rice paddy thing, and Duchess, I wish I'd had a picture of that. Honest, it must be the funniest thing in the world. Then we had to get over a barbed wire fence. Well, some GIs came running to our assistant. I could never have gotten over that fence myself, not with the suitcase. I had all to do to keep the suitcase from being submerged in mud. And if you'd have seen us when I got out of there, this mud was just dripping down my legs, just all over me, my coat, everything. Life has not been dull for me. I tell you, incoming, my life threatened, landing in a mud rice paddy. So then I came down this beautiful little jet, Duchess. It only has about 6 seats in it, plus 3 crew members. It's gorgeous. Anyway, this tape is running out. I didn't think I'd fill it up so quickly. My goodness. It was a great 18 days, and I'll be... Charmaine is leaving. That's what I wanted to tell you. Jeez. She leaves tomorrow, I think. So we're going down tonight and spend the night with her in Saigon. And I'll probably go north again for a week, maybe over the weekend. I don't know. But anyway, I wanted to get a tape to you. I didn't mean to go into such detail, but it gives you an idea, anyway, that life has not been dull. I feel fine, just marvelous. And take care, Duchess. I've been thinking about you now until I get a letter to see how everything went in the hospital. I wish I knew what hospital. I tried to get a call through or something. Anyway, take care. Bye-bye.